So it's actually our 2 year anniversary soon. So we met like 3 years ago in May in Gran Canaria at Pride when we both went with like our friends, but they were in like the same friendship circle. So I remember when I got to the hotel, like Gemma was there, but she didn't speak to me. I was like in the queue to book in to get my key for my room, like with my friend Michael, because we were sharing a room. And she just met the girls that we were going with, and they just was like chatting in the corner. I didn't really like speak to her then. I just got in my room and like dumped my stuff. And then when we came back down, they'd all gone to this hotel where Gemma was, so I didn't actually meet her until like the night time. But I think it's funny because I was sat next to her and she was like arguing with someone. You know how on holiday people have like birds and stuff and you have photos with them? She was arguing with this man about this bird photo that she had taken. And I was just like, oh my God, I found her so annoying. And I was just like, why am I sat next to this girl? Like, where have my friends like gone, like left me? Because she was like telling me the story and arguing with this like man at the same time. And yeah, she really annoyed me. But then the next day I was talking to her properly, and that's when like I kind of changed my opinion about her. I realised she was actually nice. She's just a little bit gobby. I was actually seeing someone else when I went to Gran Canaria, so it was a bit complicated, and all our friends like made it more dramatic than it needed to be. But I realised after talking to Gemma for a couple of days that I actually liked her more than this girl that I was seeing, which is kind of a problem. So I had to tell the girl that I was seeing that it wasn't going to go anywhere, because obviously I liked Gemma more after 3 days of being on holiday. But it was really full on, like, strange way to meet someone, because it's like you've been with them constantly for like from literally when you wake up to when you go to sleep, when you've just met someone. So it's kind of strange. I felt like I knew her like a lot more than I did this girl. So I had to tell this girl on holiday, because one of my friends said that she was going to tell her if I didn't. It was very dramatic and strange. She was actually Gemma's friend, and she was a bit crazy. So when we got back, I picked her up from the airport, because I live obviously in Manchester and Gemma lived in Milton Keynes, but she was getting a flight to Manchester because the friend that she went away with lived here as well. So I picked her up from the airport and stuff, and she just like came straight to my house. And then she like met mum and dad that day and everything. It was very like full on straight away. But I don't know, I think that's why it worked so well. Well, it's like 3 years this month that we kind of met, but when we met, that's kind of when we got together, because it was just like so full on. And like, I think I asked her to be my girlfriend literally when she came back off holiday, but she was a bit like, I don't know if you're gonna want to do this drive into Milton Keynes like 3 hours every week to see me. And I was like, yeah, I will, but she didn't believe me, which is fair enough, because it's a long way, it's a big commitment when you've just met someone like 3 weeks ago. But I think I did the drive once, and then I was like, right, do you believe me now? And she said, yeah. So we started going out then. We got married in June 2015, so that was like our year anniversary of being together that we got married. Right. And then that was 2 years ago now.
How was the wedding?
It was good. We didn't really want a big like thing, but it did turn into one. I don't think it's really your choice, is it? We told our parents we'd get married, and they're like, well, you have to invite us. And we were like, well, do we? We just want to go and do it and just get married. We'd only wanted to get married, really, so we could start a family, and it would be, like, legally both of ours. Because if you're a lesbian, then you have a baby. If you're not married, then Gemma would have to adopt Ruby. So that was like a main reason for getting married so quickly. Because we didn't want to start a family and then have to go through adoption processes and stuff. Like, we know, like, we have friends that have to do that, and they have to, like, be interviewed and with the child, and it's like, they've been with it since the day it was conceived. So it's a bit strange.
Yeah,
to have to, like, adopt your own child. It's not very nice. And neither like, neither one of us wanted to really be in that position. Once we were married, we started trying, like, for a baby. Our friend helped us. So we just, like, donated this sperm. And we didn't want to go to a clinic because it would cost, like, £10,000. And we thought, if we've got £10,000, we want to buy a house, not, like, get in debt before we've even had a baby, because we didn't think it was, like, the right way to start a family, just getting in debt when we didn't have to, because a doctor can't do anything that we couldn't do at home anyway. So we started with this lad that Gemma knew, but he wasn't very good. Like, he used to say, oh, I'll come round tonight, and then it would get to like 10:30 and he wouldn't turn up. And obviously you have an ovulation day, like just one day where you can do it, and he'd just like go out with his friends and be like, oh, sorry, I forgot, I've just gone out and got drunk. So it was a bit annoying. And then Gemma was telling her other friend about this, and he was like, oh, that's really out of order, you shouldn't do that, like, you should realise like what it means, like what he's committed to, kind of thing. So then we asked him, and he said he would. And then he was really, like, committed to helping us, really. So that's how it happened. About 8 months later. But he's really nice. He hasn't met her or anything yet, but we haven't... He signed something to say that he wouldn't try and, like, take her off us, basically. But I'm pretty open-minded to it. If he wanted to, like, be involved, I wouldn't mind. I always wanted it to be someone we knew, so it would be like, she would know who it was and not worry about it, or walk past someone on the street and think, is that going to be my dad, or something similar. So, I wanted to be able to meet him and know where she's come from, and not be a, like, big secret until she's 18. I think that's very nice. My mum used to say all the time, oh, is the dad going to be involved and stuff? And we got a bit annoyed, like, oh, don't say that, because she might think that she has a dad and she doesn't really have a dad. But I don't think you're going to ever get away from other people saying that. So, yeah. It's hard. It is a hard one. I knew, like, straight away, I'd never had a boyfriend or anything. So, but Gemma had a boyfriend for, like, 4 years or something. So, Gemma's, like, history is a bit different to mine, but I always knew it was gay. I tried to have a boyfriend for about 2 weeks to make my mum happy, I think. It just didn't really work out. She wasn't very happy about it for about a year. It was quite hard to, like, live at home when I was, like, 17. Because I think she just, like, wanted it to be someone's fault or, like, a reason for it, which didn't really fit with how I felt. But she got over it, like, eventually. So I was, like, 17 or 18, something like that. But I think she was worried that I wouldn't have a family and, like, I would just be with different girls, like, all the time. Because, like, it was only, I think, in 2014 when you could get married. So I think that made people a bit more promiscuous, because it was like, you can't have a family anyway. You can't get married, so what's the point in, like, trying to have this life that you can't achieve? Whereas me and Gemma kind of thought, well, just times changed, didn't they? And it just got a bit more like, well, you can get married and you can have a family. So it was a bit, I don't know. I always knew that I would have a family, I think.
Did you?
Yeah. I did want one, so. I think it's quite strange for, like, an 18-year-old to want a family as well, and, like, want kids. So I think I knew that's why I was going to get one, because I wanted it so much. And I was, like, willing to try, like, pretty, like, young, really. Because no one has babies this young anymore.
No.
I'm 25 now, so. Right. I think I got pregnant when I was 24. Getting Ruby christened soon. And I thought that might be, like, something that wouldn't be achievable. Because, obviously, like, a priest would have to, like, say that I was all right. And in my church where I went when I was younger, I don't think that he would do that, but my friend's grandma goes to church, like, every week, and she's really good friends with that priest, and she was talking to him about it, and he just said, oh, yeah, of course I'll do it, like, times have changed, kind of thing. I wouldn't not do that. So we've been going to church every Sunday now.
Really?
Yeah. So she's going to get christened soon, I think, maybe June, July. Yeah. Because I was, like, in Catholic school till I was, like, 18. Right. So, it was never, like, a talked about thing when I was younger. like to be gay wasn't taught about, because obviously in the Catholic school and everything, it was just like, it didn't happen. But my auntie was gay and she lived with us quite a lot. So I always knew that it was like a possibility kind of thing. I think that's why my mum didn't like it when I came out, because she was a bit like, oh, it's Ruth's fault because Ruth's been in the house. Like, she's made me gay or whatever. But if it, even though we've only been together for like 3 years, it feels like you've been waiting for a long time to be your parents, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, what do you mean? Me and Gemma just kind of felt like this is what you're here to be, like, here for. It's what you're on the planet for, to reproduce, so.